particularly tough to be a single in Adelaide, especially in winter. Everyone tends to hibernate. People want to stay inside. It's too cold to go outdoors. So why don't we put you outdoors on a big billboard all around the city, and people have no choice but to notice you. You won't get lost on Tinder this way. Daniel was on the billboard. Now, he came with a bit of baggage as well. Let's refresh our memory on Daniel.
Hi, guys. I'm Daniel. I'm 34 years old. I'm a children's entertainer, a personal trainer, and a male stripper. Not really sure what I'm looking for, but I'm hoping I find something.
Not only was he a stripper, but he had won something very impressive.
I won Best Bum at Maslin's Nude Olympics 2014.
Now, Daniel has 5 kids, so we had the women that called up tell him their baggage.
My name's Kirsty. My baggage is I'm a single mum to a 12-year-old daughter. It's Tammy here. My biggest baggage would be that I have 5 children, just like you.
Hi, Daniel. I'm Carly. My baggage would be too caring.
Well, I think it's probably a clear-cut one there. Carly doesn't sound like she's got any baggage. If she is, she's hiding it and concealing it rather well.
Wasn't that a cop-out? Carly saying, I'm too kind.
As I said the other day, it's, you know, I work too hard. It's my weakness at my job. Yeah, come on.
So yesterday we had them pole dancing. Pole dancing, because of course Daniel's a stripper, so in his element. Pole dancing yesterday. We got the microphones in front of them after the date to find out what they thought. And this was Carly's thoughts on Daniel.
I would say the best part of the date would have been meeting Daniel, and really enjoyed the pole dancing. It was amazing. It was a really good experience. There was no worst part at all. I definitely enjoyed myself. A big thumbs up.
Well, that's great news, Carly, who joins us live on the air right now. That sounds like you had a great time.
I had an amazing time. Very, very sore today, though.
Oh. And Carly, you would be keen on going out for a second date?
Yeah, absolutely. Just never know. You never know. We could become really good friends. You just don't know what happens.
All right. Second date is on the cards there for Carly. Let's find out what Daniel thought post-date.
The best part of the date would have been watching her slide down the pole onto her head. For me, that was a bit of a laugh. But it was good fun. Oh, the worst part. Probably all the bruises that I'm going to get in the next few days from trying to grip onto the pole.
Well, Daniel's on the phone with us right now. That was your feelings then. How about your feelings now? The ball is in your court, my friend. Would you like to go on a second date with Carly?
I can see us being good friends. I think there's probably a lot of distance between us. And by distance, I mean like a 2-hour drive. But yeah, she sounds like she's a great chick and she's a good laugh. But
good friends. That one hits right in the feels, Carly. Sorry to say that you'll be good friends there.
Is it?
Nah, that's all good. It's all good. I can take it. It's all good.
I think we've had word that someone's cutting your grass, so Carly.
Yeah, Carly, maybe Daniel didn't come in with an open mind and open heart into this, even though he is our billboard single.
Yeah, well, it is what it is.
Is it true, Daniel, that you have been in contact with one of our other billboard singles, Tina? As happens every single year, where two people on the billboards think, I'm a little bit better than the GP.
Let's cross-pollinate.
The general public.
I am into Tina. Is this true?
Yeah, we have met for coffee, just up the road.
Oh, you're cutting. Come on,
no,
Carly.
No, as they say, celebs can only date celebs.
Well, hang on a second. So that Carly means she's out of the picture. We've got Tina on the line, our other billboard single from a couple of weeks ago, you cheeky devils.
Hello, Tina.
Oh, a very sheepish Tina.
Hi, everyone.
So, Tina, what happened here? Did you contact Daniel? You saw him go up on the billboard and went, well, I wasn't successful on my date. I might give Daniel a crack.
Well, my friend tagged me in his picture and I messaged him just saying, hey, good luck. And things just kicked off from there. We met for a coffee.
Okay, so you've got an interest in Daniel, and Daniel, you've got an interest in Tina?
Yeah, he's a very nice guy.
Daniel?
Yeah, she seems wonderful. Yeah.
Here's the second twist, Daniel. I got an Instagram message off Tina, our billboard single, and she asked me out on a date.
I did. That was in the first week before I met Daniel. But Angus, you didn't reply to me.
Is it fair to say that that date won't be happening now, Angus?
Oh, Tina. I mean, put it out there. There's 4 people on the phone
God,
here.
Oh, God. Tina, who's it going to be? Is it going to be Angus or
Tina?
Daniel?
Tina, is it me or Daniel?
Oh. Angus, you never replied to me. You left me hanging.
So?
So, it'll have to be Daniel, because he replied to me.
Oh, well, he's a consolation prize. I mean, Daniel's out now. Bloody hell.
No, we are on the search for everybody to fall in love and find their happy ever after and the one. And it looks like, hopefully, maybe not for you, Carly, but you're invited to our singles party at the Republic Norwood next week. And Daniel and Tina, good luck with that second date, guys. We hope it really works out for you guys as well.
Catch up with Amos, Kat and Angus.
Hit 107.